Welcome to Being Bipolar. I'm your host, Doobie. I'm going to introduce you into my madness, and hopefully it'll help you with yours. All right, well, listen up, man, because this is a fantasy night. With everything I've been dealing with and all this crap with the women and fantasy world that I got stuck in and thinking that I could actually find love out there, you know? I got hooked hard. In my fantasy world got tangled, twined, whatever. My reality was shot to shit. So, what we got is the difference between fantasy and dreams. Okay, we all have dreams. I create dreams when I go to sleep to calm my mind. Usually it's a round table. I've done a podcast about it. You know, it calms me down and puts me to sleep. So now I've been falling asleep to different movies. And the other night I fell asleep to watching Jay and Silent Bob. It's a go-to for me. And I end up, and my mind remembers all of this in detail. Okay, for some reason, it doesn't want me to forget it. I understand, but the premise of the whole thing is my mind is trying to tell me something and is using a form of foundation in my life to get the message across. Now, always in my fantasies for the past month now, in every relationship, it's with Nita Strauss, okay? Because throughout all of the bullshit that I went through, she's been a foundation. I've been listening to all her music, you know? Or I've got her going on YouTube up on the TV. So, she's there. Now, this particular fantasy comes to where I've already established the business that I want to do. So, being around Nita in my fantasies, she put the word out of the customized guitars that I was doing, and the style, and the meaning behind them. So, Kevin Smith calls me up, and he says that he wants to do a guitar for his a comic book shop. You know, and in my fantasy, this is like, I'm calm and cool, you know, right? But you know, in reality, I would probably piss everywhere scared, okay? Because this is, Kevin Smith is a foundation piece in what Doobie Snacks is, okay? Throughout the whole thing, we need to realize that without Jay and Silent Bob, I would not have been inspired the way I was, okay? I was going through a rough time in my life. Mental illness was hitting me hard, and I had no focus. I was in and around the music industry and enjoying myself there, but I had nothing else, all right? And it came out at a time where I could have gone in a real bad direction. And it took me away from that, you know. And there are so many other emotions that go along with it. Because, you know, without Jason, you know, there wouldn't be a Kevin Smith. So I had to throw that in because that was one of the arguments that we had occurred. Anyway, I get Kevin Smith. He calls me up. He wants to do a guitar for his comic book shop, and he needs an inspiration. He needs to know what would work, right? So, I get there. It's a fantasy. Come on now. I get there. We're talking bullshitting away, and Jay and Silent Bob, Bong Man comes up. Yeah. The laser bong that he burned, iconic, All right. So, boom, we get the idea, right? Fast forward, because it's my fantasy, I can do that, bitches. Anyway, I'm sitting, this is really cool too. I'm sitting listening to Nita here, and I'm playing baseball, and all of a sudden I get a text from Kevin Smith. He's coming over. I was like, oh, okay, well, I live in a shithole. Okay. It's still my fantasy, and yeah, I'm still living the way I'm living now. I don't know why I don't. Who knows? Anyways, I go up to the door. He's knocking, and I open the door, and lo and behold, Luke Skywalker. Yes, it hit. That, having Mark sit there at my door, okay, and I can call him Mark because it's my fantasy, and with respect, pure genius, and there's a reason why, okay. My father and I were always tight when I was younger because he was always away on military, you know, back and forth. So he took it upon himself to take me to a guy's night. It was my first guy's night out, right? That night was Star Wars at the movies. None of the girls wanted to go because it was Star Wars. Yeah, whatever. Okay. Now, this is the first time that my father and I actually spent good quality time together without anybody interfering. Not work, not any fam, nothing. So we're sitting there and enjoying Star Wars. And Luke Skywalker became my first superhero. Okay, now, I know, but understand that at that age, my hero was my dad, okay? And as I got older, you know, having a superhero enhances having that real hero, okay? Because you start realizing, you know, that it's not fantasy. I mean, dads can't do everything that the superheroes do. So it branches you away from believing that your father can do anything and just trust in him, right? Because at the time, I didn't know that was, you know, his intentions were the best for me. You know, I was selfish, right? I'm a kid. What do you expect? Anyway, the hero thing coming from Luke Skywalker. Then, you know, Mark has been in a lot of DC animation. The Joker, his voice, oh, iconic, right? And then coming back into Star Wars again, finalizing his character. And the way he did it, man, it was just pure badass energy. Positive energy, man. If you couldn't take that away from the movie, I don't know what is, man. Shit. Anyways, Mark is at my door. I'm, like, even in my fantasy, I'm in awe, all right? So, Kevin slaps me over to the side, walks into the house. We all sit down. I'm still in awe, right? I mean, this is Luke Skywalker sitting in my damn living room. Okay, so, the inspiration, we start talking about Jay and Silent Bob and what direction we're going to take it. That took all 5 minutes. Boom, we had it all covered. Then Kevin Smith, with his wisdom, starts making little tiny jokes to, you know, Mark. And Mark pulls out this big bag of weed, man. And that was it. In my fantasy, I'm getting smoked up with Luke / Joker / Master Luke Badass. And then there's Kevin Smith. Okay, so now, we're all getting toked up, we're having a great time, and we start teasing each other, like, for instance, the joke about Jay being, you know, Jay and Silent Bob. That really got Kevin, man. But then we got to the point where we were talking about how his daughter was going to be 3 times better than what he could have ever thought. because of the way he presented himself to her. You know, he was open and all. And she's genius, you know? Funny, too. But, you know, and we would always make, like, for instance, the Luke Skywalker sister thing. Boy, Kevin Smith hit him hard with that one. And I just sat there and laughed, you know, because I kept thinking to myself, to the guys, I'm telling them, it's like, wait, we're talking about Princess Leia here, man. And I don't know if anybody else understands this, but Princess Leia in the golden swimsuit on top of that, yeah, you don't tell me you don't. Don't tell me you don't know what I'm talking about, okay? Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher is iconic. And I do get emotional about that because, you know, I had a crush on her. Who didn't? Dude, Princess Leia. You know the bobs on her head? I used to have fantasies how I would use those bobs on her head. Okay? So, we're getting back to all the bullshit back and forth. We got, you know, Mark on, hey, does Chewie's penis really exist? And if so, how much hair do you have to move before you actually see it? And, you know, he's sitting there trying to think of a good way out of it, you know, because it's one of those questions where you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. Yeah. So. Oh, agua. So now, we're sitting around baked out of our brains. We're inspiring each other just to make each other laugh, you know? And this fantasy started focusing on the joy that these people brought into my life at a big point where it was, you know, embedded into my brain. And there are times like when I was watching the movie, Jane Silent Bob Falling Asleep, my mind absorbs that, okay? It never sleeps, it keeps going. With my mental illness, a lot of times fantasy helps me develop ideas, you know? And once I get my business rolling, I can put these ideas into motion. And I can start putting, you know, proceeds towards animal shelters here locally. Mental health. There are communities that need funding that they're getting squeezed by the government with the cutbacks and cutbacks and cutbacks. And we're losing a lot out there that are needed. And it's showing more and more in the real world, okay? We need more follow-through. We need more projects for these people that are suffering out there, you know? I'm one of them. I suffer every day, and my foundation, my grounding, are things that give me positive joy. And the fantasies that I have, like with Kevin Smith, and, you know, Luke Skywalker, man, Mark is a genius, but they're both critical at a time in my life when I needed that push forward, and I believe that is what my mind is telling me, okay? So at the end of this burnout sensation we got going, at the end, it was all positive because I got to make the guitar. It's hanging in his comic book shop. And Mark and I text all the time, you know? So it's a fantasy that gives me a positive outlook on the ideas that I want to achieve. Now, when I say dreams, I don't like dreams when it comes to goals. Goals just basically puts a weight on your shoulder and ends the anxiety can sometimes be overwhelming when you have a mental health issue. Sometimes the mind does not accept the focus that you want. And then you start, getting lazy, you start making excuses that you can't do it. Those are things that your mind are doing to you to stay away from achieving goals. But if they're fantasies that your mind is giving you, then you're going to find that the heart and mind will be in a much better, peaceful place. Start working on that energy, that inner you. Okay, and your fantasies, however you... Man, I have got so many fantasies, as I'm looking at Nita now, fantasies that have nothing to do with sex with Nita. Alright? Like, for instance, one is that she and I get in contact, you know, we're talking, and she's inspiring me to do what I need to do the business, you know? And it's not that phone call kind of contact, it's just like... website thing, you know, because it's just weird how she's able to inspire me to reach out, you know. And I call those fantasies because they're not dreams. There's no real goal to achieve for it, so why even drive myself in that direction? I mean, she's a professional. She is a musician. She has an inspiring life. And she is a great ground for anyone, okay? And I use her. Yes, I do. I use you, Nita. I do. And I thank you for putting the things out there on your Facebook, on your YouTube, that show the real you. And that's what got me hooked, is the real you. So my fantasies are far away from dreams. And my fantasies inspire me. So if you have a mental illness and you want to open your mind, figure out. You got to start being honest with yourself before you can start figuring out who you are. So all in all, you got Doobie here telling you that fantasies, man, they do come true if you let them. But if you fight them, then they're dreams. Gotcha? Love y'all, man. Peace out. This is the end of the program, where I basically tell you this is the end of the program. So you will stop listening now because it's the end of the program. Remember, this is the end of the program. So subscribe. If you want to hear more, get a hold of me. But this is the end of the program, so stop listening. This is it. Welcome to Doobie's Madness. This is the end of the program, so you can stop listening now. It's okay.